With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in business into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
Attention all Challenge fans. There is a ton of great Challenge merchandise at the Paramount Shop. We're talking t-shirts, yoga mats, workout gear, and more. Whether it's an official Challenge t-shirt for the gym or a hoodie to wear while you watch the latest season, shop everything the Challenge at ParamountShop.com and take 20% off with code CHALLENGE20. That's 20% off at checkout on all Challenge products with code CHALLENGE20 at ParamountShop.com.
Hey, everybody. I am Davon Rogers.
Oh, my God. It's Davon.
Ah! Hey, boo. And hello, guys. I'm Devin Simone, and this is MTV's official Challenge podcast. Woo! And if you're wondering why I sound a little different this week, it's because I'm coming to you from a closet. I am that committed to the craft and getting this interview for you. I've been sipping on some eggnog, so don't judge me. But this is going to be a super fun episode.
Yay.
Day, are you excited about this one?
I am. Oh, my goodness. Our guest. I have been waiting to interview this person.
Yes.
I'm so excited they decided to come hang out with us.
Sick and all. Sick and all. And we don't mean sick in the head. We mean sick with like a flu or something. But yes, they came to hang out with us. It's going to be so fun. This episode, a lot happened. It's
crazy.
You know, while I hated to see the results of Fessy versus Nelson going home, I actually really love poetic movies and seasons. What I mean by that is the fact that we saw these two friends go against each other once before and it kind of broke up their friendship, and then we see them reunite this season and then like poetically it comes back together and then they have to go at each other again. I just love it. Just makes for really good, compelling TV in my opinion. And so it sucks though, because I love Nelson, so hate to see him go, but it just made for such an interesting story. There was so much going on here. Let's get into the gold star and the time out.
Girl, I'm going to kick it to you because this episode had me with my jaw on the floor. So I'm going to let you have this one.
It was a lot. And also, I do want to say shout out to Miss D in SD who had tweeted me her gold stars and timeouts. I love when people start including. this is for last week, but they were saying that her gold star goes to Nelly because he's killing it this season. So I love when people do that. And she had a whole list of timeouts of Amber, Casey, Chauncey, Bonnie, Tori, Depp. I mean, and then a special FU to Jordan. So Miss D in SD. And then Meals TV also tweeted me from last week. His timeout was to Chauncey. So there's a lot of people. I appreciate you guys. Make sure you keep hitting us up on socials. We love that.
But
I would say that my gold star actually goes to Team Underdogs.
Yeah.
We love a good underdog, and they really pulled it out. And I also love to see the way the boys went back to help bring the girls forward. And like they really made it a team effort. I think that meant so much. My time out actually goes to Nanners. And my Shady Boots Award goes to the editors. This is what I mean. The fact that they highlighted that someone on the team said, should we go help the girls? And Banana in midwater goes, no. And they even put it in the subtitles. It's so petty to me, but hilarious. And time out to Nanners for being like, nah, they got this. We don't need to do. Now, I'm sure his intention wasn't malicious in my mind. Like, I bet he just thought they got it. But seeing that compared to the other team, who was all about supporting their team, is just really kind of funny.
The editor was like, nah, we good. Yeah,
I know, the editor was like, y'all ain't gonna blame us for why you lost. We gonna show Bananas right here, be like, no. And they even, I think, put his name, semicolon, no, to make it clear that he said no. Go back and watch it. But then the other Shady Boots honorable mention goes to Jordan for Tori a terrorist. Now, I love Tori, and I by no means believe she's a terrorist. But even if somebody had said that about me, just the way that Jordan said it and was so melodramatic was hilarious to me. Like, I do not negotiate with terrorists. Boy, if you don't sit down,
that was
hilarious.
Oh, okay. And he said it with his chest.
He said it with his chest. That was,
okay.
That was, So funny. There was a lot of really great moments. I feel like we had all the feels with this episode between funny, surprising, a little heartbreaking, inspired with Nelson and his send-off. I mean, they treated this man like a war hero at the end of the episode. But I'm not going to say it wasn't deserved.
And I think that's because even coming up into this point, producers included probably, I can't speak for them, but probably thought it was his season to win. Like, yeah, he played a hell of a
like
season.
That. It really did. Right. It really did. They were unstoppable at a moment. Ugh. And so I'm so glad that we got him on this episode just for you guys.
Yes.
He gives us some behind the scenes tea. Day's asking the hard hitting questions. We find out just how well he knows Nerese.
Yes.
Don't put a bet on whether or not he gets all the answers right. I'm going to just tell you that now.
And we get down to the nitty gritty of the Chauncey and Amber situation. Okay.
Because it's not about the bark and the dog. It's the dog and the bite. Okay, so stay tuned. You're not going to want to miss this very special edition of MTV's Official Challenge Podcast. You know what we say, grab a snack, but don't go anywhere, because we got an interview with Scuba Nelly T coming up right after this.
Get your snack and come back.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Attention all challenge fans. There is a ton of great challenge merchandise at the Paramount Shop. We're talking t-shirts, yoga mats, workout gear, and more. Whether it's an official challenge t-shirt for the gym or a hoodie to wear while you watch the latest season, shop everything the challenge at ParamountShop.com and take 20% off with code CHALLENGE20. That's 20% off at checkout on all challenge products with code CHALLENGE20 at ParamountShop.com.
Oh, you guys, do we have a treat for you today? Such a treat for today. I am so excited. We have the infamous, the legendary, the iconic. Some know him as Scuba Nelly T. Other people know him as Spider Nelly. I don't know why. I'm going to say I'm calling him Nelly Robbins. You know, if you know Tony Robbins, there is now Nelly Robbins, the motivational speaker. Either way, we have the iconic Nelson Thomas on the podcast here with us today. Hi, Nelson.
Hey, what's up? What's up, everyone? I'm so happy to be here. That was such a great intro. I hope I live up to the names. But yeah, let's get the ball rolling.
We are so glad. Thank you for making this happen. I know you weren't feeling well, and look at you coming out like the true challenge legend. I mean, granted, I had to DM your ass a few times.
He made it.
But you made it. You made it here. We're glad that you made it here. This was such, I feel like this is one of those episodes that will be memorable for many years to come. Like, it was a standout episode for many a reason. It was sad to see you go, but the hero send-off that you got was just, wow, iconic. First, you know, tell what? Us... Yeah, go ahead, Day.
Yeah, before we even get into this, I just want to say, Nelson, I am so proud of you. This season right here was your season.
Yes.
And I know it sucks because, you know, you're going home, but let me tell you, put that chin, that head, that everything all the way to the sky, because this right here was your season. Like, you should be so proud of yourself. Like, it's out of control. I'm so proud of you, and I want you to know that.
Woo!
Man, I appreciate that. It means a lot. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Now, don't hold on to this and let your ego get big next season. Now, we'll bring you right back down.
Don't get too big for this episode, because I still need to tell you where you went wrong, and we're going to get into that, too.
Hey, Hey, you know what? I tell me everything I went wrong. I'm writing it down. And, you know, I don't make the same mistake twice, hopefully. So,
Nelson, what do you think it was that allowed you to really, like, what was different for you coming into this season? You know, we saw 54 straight dailies losses. I know you've heard it a million times. And then in here, you are just crushing it time after time after time after time. What do you think the difference was for you? Did you do anything differently or train differently? What was the change?
Oh, man, you know, I've gotten that question a lot. And to be honest with you, it just came in the right time. Timing is everything. You know, these challenges, they they evolve, they change, and you have to learn how to adapt with every situation you're given. And, you know, this being my ninth season, I've learned a lot from all these vets. And I've taken a lot of notes down, and it's taken me a long time. And I haven't gotten it all down just yet, but I just had a different kind of confidence going into every challenge. You know, once you believe in yourself and you don't have any self-doubt and you're not up there in the air about to jump off a building, shaking, just knowing you've been there, you've done there. I've swam there, I've drowned, I've frozen, I've caught hypothermia. Like, what else can you do to me that I have not done? So it's like, I went in there with a whole different kind of confidence. And having a great partner like Norice that believed in you and didn't second guess you just gave me all more to just, you know, want it more. And just like, hey, I'm the captain of the ship. I'm looking at these vets like Johnny, Nani, and Darrell coming in. I was like, you can't tell me what to do anymore. I've listened. Yeah. I've learned. I'm not in, that's the thing back then. When you come in as a rookie and even two or three seasons in, you still don't know. You still don't know. You're seeing things you've never seen before. And you know, TJ, he's always got something around a corner that you've never seen. And it's like, damn. But yeah, that was it, man. It was a confidence in myself, the no doubt, and just believing in me.
We definitely saw that Norice brought out a certain sprinkle in you. Like, this season right here was just, I can't even say it enough. Go ahead, Devin. What were you about to say?
Yeah, so you did an excellent job. When did you start to feel, because you're someone that we've seen on the cover of posters, I've seen fans talking about it, you know, you've been in certain ways kind of the face of the challenge, even in some of your more rookie years. When you got in this house, though, what was the moment that things started to click differently for you, where you started to recognize maybe the momentum you had or kind of the tides finally changing? And then part two of that question is, how did you handle the power, or what were your thoughts around that? Because we've heard that people like Bananas were actually trying not to win certain dailies because they didn't want to put a target on their back by having, you know, to pick four people to be go into interrogation, all of that stuff. So how did you navigate that power, you know, to really make it work for you? Because it seemed like a lot of people didn't hate you at the end for the amount of times that you won dailies and had to nominate people and had to vote people in. Sometimes that can create a lot of enemies, and it doesn't seem like you created a lot. Now, it should have created some. We're going to get to your relationship with Olivia in a minute. But how did, you know, I'm going to hold you behind to that. But how did you navigate that power? And when did you recognize that, like, this may be your season once you were in the house?
You know, that was the difficult part about this season, because with all the power you had a lot of responsibilities, and either way you were going to hurt somebody, because we had so many ties in the house. But I was such in a great position with the vets, and Norice was in great position with the rookies, and so was I. So it kind of, when people say they didn't try to win, you know, it played in their favor. If you think back last season, I didn't win not one challenge, but I went all the way to the final. So a lot of history and connections with these people got you a long way in the game. I knew my bonds with these people were strong because I always kept it 100. I was always honest. I always spoke from the heart, and I kept it real. And that's one thing a lot of people respect about me. And once you have people's respect in the house, you know, moving further in the game is like, yo, you just don't want to make the wrong move or upset the wrong people. If you win, you have to say all these names. So I'm like, why are we going to put ourselves in a position we're in when we are in the best position right now? But being a rookie, Norice didn't know that. And she just wanted to win. She, you know, and I love that about her. I love that about her because my rookie season going in with Corey, Hunter, and all them, you know, we saw no fear in nobody. We want to win everything, mm-hmm. dailies, eliminations. Mm-hmm. But that's a rookie. That's how you know you're a rookie in the game. Because, like, it's not about winning challenges. It's about winning finals and staying out of elimination.
Right.
That comes within time. Because you go in there with being an alpha male or female, want to be the king or queen or take the throne away. That's what we all do.
Right.
We all want that position. There's a reason why everybody goes after the bananas. There's a reason why everybody goes after the Darrell.
It's ego.
Yes.
Now, Nelly, I have some questions for you.
But
yes, Devon, go ahead.
Real quick. No, because I just want to tap into this just because it's been a conversation in these Twitter streets, right? And so I want to give you the opportunity to clarify it. So you made a comment where you said just now that you played a very honest game and you were very honest with people and you were straightforward and you said what you had to say, right?
Right.
So why is it that Chauncey and Amber were so adamant about you lied to them the entire time of your game? You lied to them. What was that about?
So, and that, to clear that up is because Amber pulls me to the side and says, "Hey, Nelson, I got you. You got me." And I told her yes. I did tell her yes, but she also had to realize that I had an alliance already, so I couldn't put you in front of an alliance I already had going into the house. And in front of the rookies, there was a list. There was a list, and Amber wasn't my number one. She wasn't my number two. She wasn't my number three or four, but she was on my list.
I know you told her that to her face, Nelson.
And
damn, by the way.
Like I'm saying it now.
Yeah.
Tell her, though, before you put her in interrogation, though? Because she seemed genuinely, because you said that exact
like she was taken aback.
In interrogation, you were like, "You're not my number one, my two, three, four." And she, as she's like telling you, "You were my number one." When she first came to you and pulled you aside to say, "Hey, you know, I got you, you got me." Did you at least let her know then that she wasn't in the top four? Or did
when
you forget to tell her that part?
When she came to me with that proposition about saying, "I got you, got me," no, I did not tell her she was in my top four, top five. I said, "I got you." And that's it. You know, I don't have to spill everything I have, you know, because that's not the name of the game. And the thing is, when it came to these rookies and people I did not know or didn't have an alliance with, yes, I got you. Now, if me and Amber would spoke prior before the game and had this alliance, which I had with other people already, then that she wouldn't have been in that position. But you came to me, came into the house. And that's one thing that the viewers and the fans need to realize is that, like, these alliances are getting made before the game. West built that out. So you got to realize, like, I'm not going to sit here and say, "Okay, I got this, but Amber, you fall number six." So in Amber's head already, if I was to tell her that, what do you think she's going to think?
Right.
That's totally fair. Now, about the messy side of your game, because I remember I went in on you a couple episodes ago on the podcast about that moment with Amber because she seemed so genuine. And because you dug the knife in a little bit, bro. Because, like, when she's saying, "You're my number one," you like, "Girl, you ain't my number one, two, three, or four." I was like, "No, so you didn't need to sprinkle that on top. You didn't need the razzle dazzle."
Yeah, you're absolutely right. That was a mistake. That was at that moment. I regret that. Not just it being a horrible gameplay, which it was from a game perspective, but just as a human being and Amber being who she is because she's such a great person.
She is sweet. She's a sweetheart.
You know, at that time, y'all don't see everything that goes behind the scenes and stuff like that.
Right. So,
I mean, I don't know why at that moment I was frustrated and needed to say that. And but I apologize, you know,
are you guys better now?
Oh yeah. You know, the game is a game, you know, and to be honest with you, like I told Amber, you know, like think back at it now, the way I played these games with a lot of emotion and heart, I wish I wouldn't have made some of the decisions I made, you know, at that time, but do I regret them? No, because I mean, I can't regret anything I've done, you know? All I could do is move on.
And you played a great game. You played, seriously, a really great game. Is Chauncey P. Jordan still mad at you, or is he forgiving you?
I mean, no. We just got back from the reunion show. We all let it out there, and that's where it's supposed to be let out. Once we let it out there, you know, we go from there. If you still have a problem, we could deal with it on the challenge field. Other than that, then
is there still a problem? Because that didn't sound clear.
No, Nelly T.
Okay, all right, all right. Just
there is not a problem. I love. I mean, I have a lot of love for Amber. You know, Chauncey and Amber, I wish nothing but the best for them. And, you know, hopefully in the future, me and Amber can work together and she can forgive me.
You know what, Nelson, in what you just said you have no regrets, right? And I get that. You know, you don't want to, but. This Fessy situation, okay? Because when you got on the phone with Corey and you were, you know, kind of filling Corey in, Corey was like, "You siding with the enemy? Like, what you with you with the ops? What you doing, bro?" Right? And it was almost as if like you kind of didn't want to tell Corey because you kind of already knew what he was gonna say about it. And so in saving him, you showed your loyalty to him, right? And that ultimately led to your downfall, because when in the episode, a lot of people were saying, "Hey, we need to break up that duo. You see how they are? We need to break them up. We need to separate them." One, is Fessy really your friend? And then two, do you regret that decision, knowing that it ultimately led to you being out of the game?
Such a great question. You do if you don't, do if you don't. Damn. You know, and this is what I've always said about that. You know, I've been in Fessy's shoes. I've been in this position, so I see his perspective of why he did what he did. You know, I made the same mistake. You know, not in the game, in real life. Mm. And you know, I take everything I've learned throughout my life. You know, that's the way I live it, regardless if it's a game or not. So when Fessy backstabbed me a few seasons ago, you know, I felt that pain because I felt like I've done that to some of my friends in the past. And I've always wished for forgiveness. And I've never felt that. So putting myself in Fessy's shoes and him and I having the relationship outside of the game, you know, as time went on, I realized he's really trying to, you know, be a different guy and show me a different side of him and really be a real friend. So I think everyone deserves forgiveness. No matter what, even if you thought you don't deserve forgiveness, you do, you know? And that's what I thought. And I feel like nobody wanted to give Fessy that chance. People look for revenge so much. And that's what's wrong with the world nowadays, because it doesn't solve anything, game or not. Like, you hold it in your heart, you're going to feel that way. So I didn't have any revenge in my heart for Fessy no more. And I forgave him. And when I told him I forgave him last season, I meant that. And for me to do this now, just because I have a loaded gun and the opportunity, what kind of man and what kind of example am I showing for the future and the younger generation to go back on my word? So
it was cool seeing you guys come together like that too, actually. Like it was nice to see that like partnership. Now where it wasn't so nice, Nelson, was your treatment of Olivia. Walk me through, please. The original. Let's take it back to the beginning. Okay. How exactly did you woo Olivia? Was there a connection forming when you guys, because you know when we get to the airport, right? Like people start talking and vibing and you may sit next to someone on the plane. Like we saw it with like Johnny and I think it was Nerese, right? Where they were like making out and stuff before they even got to the house. So when did you and Olivia start vibing, or did you feel a connection?
Here we go.
To be honest, man, I thought Olivia was this big party animal, because I remember her on the plane, which she's great, happy, go loving. But when she was on the plane with us, she was just, you know, everybody, you know, we were all having a good time. I'm trying to sleep. She's still, they're having wine. They're going up and down the aisle talking. I'm like, this girl, go sit down. Like, she's a wild one. She's a wild one. You know, she didn't make it into the house until later down one, I don't know. But then when we got to talking at the bar and that conversation just kept on going and going and going, we spent the entire time talking. I might have showed y'all a little bit of us just talking at the bar, but she's probably the only person I talked to that entire night at the bar. And I'm like,
what'd you guys talk about? Like, give me an example. Like, what were some of the topics you guys?
We talked about, you know, the typical, what show are you from? Where are you from? Alaska. Mm-hmm. Like, what do you do outside of this? Are you in a relationship? She tell me about what she's gone through, and things were just matching up, mm-hmm. little by little. I'm like, all right, and we were just throwing little jokes at each other and drink as the bubblies were going down, smiles, mm-hmm. and things were good. So, I mean, that was the first time at the bar. I didn't think nothing of it as much because I know once you get into a relationship with a young lady in the house, it's like, you're not just looking out for yourself no more.
Yeah.
It changes the whole game of it. That's exactly what happened to me. She changed my whole game.
Did she really, though, Nelson? Because your looks, sir. Can you please?
There's a couple times that I could have went a different way, you know? I mean...
And why didn't you? What was your thought process behind? Because this is a girl you're cupcaking with. You're like, she's so great. And then, Negro, you done vote her now. I know good and well.
Well, that's the thing. Me and her had such a great conversation. She understood what position I was in, having to choose mm-hmm. between my friend and her. And any mm-hmm. woman to see that and respect your decision, even you, like, wow. Like, the game really didn't matter to her. Like, what mattered to her was me. Like, and how I felt and my emotions. And right then, that's how she won.
No, that
was not all because it wasn't mutual. It was not mutual.
No, I know. Listen. I'm saying all because of how he sounds while he's explaining it. Like, like her logic meant a lot to him. You know what I mean?
Yes. But we would have loved to see it reciprocated. Nelson.
You got to realize, like, going into this house, man, you don't know what's real and what's fake. And, like, it's like, is somebody using you for the game or what? So at the mm-hmm. time, like, I was slowly stepping. Like, back in the day, you see my last seasons, it's like, Nelson's always falling for a girl or this and that.
Right.
And it's like, this time I was so focused on the game, I wasn't having that.
I got you.
And I even told Olivia, like, at one point I was like, Olivia, you can't sleep in my bed tonight. Like, it's challenge day. Like, you're not sleeping in my bed. By the end of the season, I didn't want her to leave my bed on challenge day. I was getting upset that she wanted to leave on challenge day. No, I said, no, stay with me. But it was like a ritual. But I was going to break that with her. And that's how I knew at that time my decisions was not just based on me. It was based around us. Because even at times, like this trivia, y'all want to get some inside tea?
Yes. Come on. Always.
Me and Fessy thought, it was like, bro, we have Mariah and Narice on the other team. We're on this mm-hmm. team. Why don't we just throw these challenges on boys' days and girls' days, and then we'll help each other out, and that's how we'll make it to the final. But, and this is why I said I changed my game. I knew that Anissa and Nani would go against Olivia, and that's what scared me. I didn't want to put Olivia to elimination. I could have took the easy way out and threw those challenges and did that way. And I even spoke to Olivia about this. I was like, hey, babe, I don't want to do this, blah, 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 because I don't want to put you in a position where you might have to go home. So let's go out and win every challenge. And that's why I'm saying I changed my game up. And that's a little bit of inside tea because, you know, throughout challenge history, people are known to throw challenges. And it makes it easier for people to get to a final. But I wasn't doing that. So, like,
and that's so smart. That actually explains a lot about what may come. We've seen clips or snippets of you know, Fessy is telling Mariah kind of like, are you going to help me win? You know, like your team didn't help my team and all that. And it didn't really make sense. And now it's like,
it makes a little bit more sense, right? Because if you thought about it, think about it, like the outcome of it. If we lost on, it was Girls' Day. Okay, Nani, Casey, and then you had Olivia. I was like, okay, we already know which way they were going to go, which way we were going to go. And it would have just been an easy way for us to go. And Mariah and Narice, they would have agreed with us. They were following, like, they had their own mindsets. Don't get me wrong, but they would have agreed with us. We all would have won.
Right.
And so, yeah.
So essentially, at this point, you're playing the game for you, Narice, and Olivia. And Fessy. Woo, child.
Well,
like that's a lot. That's a lot for you to carry.
That's a lot of kids, Nelson.
Hello, that's a lot for you to carry.
That's why I haven't won yet.
And we gonna cut that out next season. We shutting it down, okay?
Unless Davon or I are ever on the season, in which case you can pick us right back up. We need kids. Cool. It's cool.
No, I thought it was so cute how, you know, fast forward, You get eliminated. And she comes down and you guys have this really nice moment together, right? And then you make a statement and you say that you wanted to pursue things after the show. Now, has that happened? Are you two pursuing each other still, or what's happened?
What
happened, Nelson?
That's pretty private. I'm going to keep that to myself.
Okay.
Y'all going to stay tuned to...
We want some general info, because she DM'd me, Nelson, because I've been riding your ass all season. I'm going to just put it out here. And I've never met Olivia. I have met you. I love and adore you. Even Adam likes you, my fiance. I don't know why, but you're like one of his favorites. But she did DM me because she knew I was right. I was going in on your ass in past episodes because of you voting her in. Although it makes a smidge more sense, although you did it twice, sir. So just at least you don't have to share like the full details, but at least
give us a little bit.
We want you to be able to share your side of the story.
Yeah.
The truth is I pursued it, you know. It was crazy because she calls me. And I missed the call, and I was so upset. I'm back at home, and then I get another call, and we stay on the phone for 2 hours. My bill was like $998.
You got it. You got it.
I know, right? Right? You got it.
But it felt, you know, that phone call, and, you know, days after that, you know, it felt like high school. You know how you could talk on somebody on the, somebody on the phone for, like, hours, and it just times pass by. It's like, whoa. So, you know, the spark was still there afterwards for me. And I'm sure it was there for her. You know, I can't speak on her, but for me it was. But, you know, she just wasn't ready for what I was ready for. And I had to.
Because you guys aren't in the same city, right?
It wasn't the city thing. It was just a timing thing. And, you know, just because I'm ready, which I've realized, doesn't mean the significant other is ready.
Right.
Are you ready for a real relationship, Nelson?
I thought I was this time, right? It got my heart broken. But it's all good. It's all good.
Nelly.
That's so sad.
You come so far from Dr. Phil.
It's just like, you know, it's scary because you put yourself out there being in this kind of the world that we live in, you know, and it's hard dating in the real life. But when you find that one person you could talk to on the phone, count on, and just have a great time and smile and no, even if it's raining and cloudy and cold outside, you know, it's like that one person. So she was that rock for me at one point. And I wish nothing but the best for her. And she deserved nothing but the best.
Wait, Let me tell you something. What city are you in? Really quick, hold on.
I'm in Austin, Texas.
You're in Austin, Texas, but you travel around a lot, right?
Yeah.
Like LA.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to get you in the matchmaking database. I don't know if you talked about that last time.
Oh, Devin, goodbye.
Are you kidding? Devon's just mad because I haven't matched her, but Devon's forever busy. I know this because it's hard to schedule episodes with her. Nelson,
I have been waiting in line, Nelson. I have been waiting in line to get
Nelson,
in this.
I love you, Dave. We'll get to that. But Dave, Nelson, we're going to put you in the 3-day rule database, and I'm going to get you. We'll work on that. We'll get you. Because if you're really ready, and you know, then we can definitely make that happen. Now, what was your question, Day? I love you.
I didn't have a question. Whatever. I didn't have a question. I had more of a statement. Like, I wanted to say to you, because I'm listening to how you're talking, you know, you put yourself out there and so on and so on and so forth. Don't go into a shell. Continue to be vulnerable. Continue to put yourself out there, because that's what it's all about. It's all about taking risk and jumping off that cliff. And everybody ain't going to catch you, but you have to learn how to get your own wings and fly for yourself. You know what I mean? And at some point, you're going to meet somebody who jumped off a cliff too, and y'all going to end up flying together, okay? So don't lose that vulnerability, because that makes you the sweet, kind person that you are. And it is in that you're going to ultimately find the person that you're looking for. But if you lock that up in a vault, then you're going to hinder yourself from finding that person. So don't lose that, Nelson. Just don't lose
too
that.
Long, don't read, don't become a fessy.
Yeah,
that's all she's saying. She's just saying keep it open. No shade to Fess the Mess, we love him, but not when it comes to relationships. We don't All right, hold up, I gotta go get some more eggnog and get out of this closet for a second, but I'm gonna be right back and we'll have more right after this.
Mother's Day is coming, and mom doesn't want flowers, she wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day. Because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Artesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Attention all Challenge fans. There is a ton of great Challenge merchandise at the Paramount Shop. We're talking t-shirts, yoga mats, workout gear, and more. Whether it's an official Challenge t-shirt for the gym or a hoodie to wear while you watch the latest season, shop everything the Challenge at ParamountShop.com and take 20% off with code CHALLENGE20. That's 20% off at checkout on all Challenge products with code CHALLENGE20 at ParamountShop.com.
Can you tell us a little bit, because we got to see this other vulnerable side, like when you were talking to Corey, shout out to Corey, who we love.
Yeah.
But we got to see you talk a little bit about your mom and your,
yes,
you know, relationship with her. Can you tell us a little bit more about that and how she either inspires you or, you know, motivates you, like what role she plays in your decision to be a part of the challenge and the legacy that you're creating?
Oh man. She plays a major role because, you know, my mom, the first time she's ever seen me on TV and I could just see her smile and laugh and aww, just her reaction, because you got to realize, you know, the son I was back in the day, I was a troubled kid back in the day. So to see me where I'm at now, it makes her so proud. So bringing a smile to her face is just makes me just glow up and, makes me want to do better. So it always has been. She's always been my motivation to give her the world, because I put her through so much growing up, especially growing up in Inglewood. You know, didn't have the right head on my shoulders back then. So, you know.
For some of those who don't know Nelson, because I actually was surprised when I saw you kind of reference this on the episode, but just a quick summation. For those who don't know, can you share with us a little bit of the adversity you faced in your childhood? That, like, because I think your story is so inspiring. Like, it really is. So just a little bit of kind of like where you started to how, you know, how you got to where you are now.
Yeah.
Regardless how bad things are and how bad you know, your surroundings are, doesn't mean you can't make it. It doesn't mean that you can't make it to the top, because, you know, a kid growing out of Inglewood and poverty and gang violence and drugs and seeing that at such a young age, you know, you don't expect to make it out at the age of 18. You just try to make it to the next day. But, you know, God never gave up on me. And it's a true blessing every day I wake up in the position I am to teach others and motivate others to do better and want more, because there's a lot more. Mm-hmm. And that's what I love about social media and the platform that we're given, because, yeah, I love the reason why I love vlogging so much, because there's kids that follow me and DM me and say, Nelson, I want to travel there. I want to do this. I wanted to go there. I'm like, yo, you can do it. I was at juvie. Disrespectful kid growing up, but you can change. All you need is that one person to believe in you. And things change. And like I said, I remember my mom calling me one day. She said a fan ran up to her, the parents ran up to her, said, we love your son, he motivates us and this and that. And my mom just started shedding tears, and she couldn't believe it. You know, it's a blessing that I have this platform to motivate the younger generation, even the older. So I hope to just
Nelly,
be very involved.
Oh, you know what? Even though we see the goofy side and this confident side on the show, like the listeners, I have to say that, like, Nelson really is that guy, like a sweetheart. And so when you do these sort of like confident, sometimes these arrogant comments you make about yourself, or these nicknames, I mean, you just got a collection of nicknames, but there's really this good guy behind it, which I think is so cool. What do you have any new nicknames you've created for yourself in the last couple of months? What are you rolling with now?
Man, I just go with the punches. The only reason you got Spidey Nelly T is because I think Challenge Mania podcast, they made me into a Spider-Man because my connections I had in the house. So, you know, I see and I run with it, because I think making fun of yourself is the best thing ever. And it's, I just love it. I think I love it. I own it. I'm goofy. I'm not the coolest popular kid. I'm just me. And I love it. So it's like, I just want to show people you can be you and be cool still.
I love that so much.
Nickname.
What was it like for the second time going up against your friend in elimination? Walk us through what your emotions were there. Did you see it coming at all, that that would really be a possibility that day? And how were you feeling when ultimately you knew you'd have to go against Fessy?
Well, I knew it was going to be a possibility, but at that point, I knew I had to take action. So even though it was a losing battle, because I went up to Chauncey and I said, hey, bro, if I pick the safe dagger, what's the deal? You're going to pick me or you're going to pick Johnny? He's, and I try to shake his hand on it. But knowing I already threw them in, I'm like, ah.
Right.
But in the back of my head, I'm thinking, dude, he's talked a lot about not wanting taking bananas to the final. Well, this is your shot. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So are you thinking long term or are you thinking revenge? And he was thinking revenge at the moment. And that's plain facts. Because that was the best time to probably throw Johnny in there against Fessy to beat him. So I said, let me take the shot real quick with Chauncey, because I knew with Devin's team, they weren't telling me who the main vote was, because I knew for a reason in the back of my head, a lot of these people weren't cool with Fessy. And I'm thinking, it might just be Fessy. It might, and because you know it's not going to be Chauncey because of Amber. So I know it's not going to be.
They had a campaign going for Chauncey.
Yeah, Operation Save Chauncey. What did you think when you found out that they had a campaign to save Chauncey?
Goodness. But there's
a reason, and there's a reason why. And this is the truth. This is no shame in the game. But Chauncey wasn't putting up nothing. Like, nobody was scared to go against anything. Like, challenges-wise, like, he just wasn't a good challenge. When it came to challenges, there's people that got it and people that don't got it. And I'm sorry, he didn't have it. So, there's a reason why they want to keep Chauncey around. And I get it. So, all these, like, trying to be friendly, I'm vote for Chauncey because of Amber's boyfriend. No, you kept them around because you wanted him to go to the final. You wanted to do another challenge against him. But you didn't want Fessy in the final. You didn't want bananas in the final. You didn't want me.
Right.
But we didn't want to. You know what I'm saying? So we already knew the game. So at that moment, so before we go into the elimination, we all look at each other because we have to go in order to pick a dagger. And you saw some people go back. They're running up to the dagger. Like, I want to pick first because you have the better chance of pulling the safe.
Yeah, how did you guys decide that? Wow. How did you decide who?
Here goes a little bit more tea behind the scenes. We had to pick.
Come on.
We all looked at each other and said, look, we can either go up there and fight like dogs because we all wanted to go first, second, or third, or we can be men and we could pick a number between 50 and whoever's the closest. The security guard would tell us. So we went that way. And I'm like, damn, I wish I would have fought like a dog up there. Because I went last. And I wanted to pick that middle dagger so bad. And I knew it was there. I knew it. And when Chauncey picked it, I was like, damn. And I knew when he wouldn't shake my hand in the house to save him, just in case, I knew going in. Yeah, it was my time.
Right.
It was my time.
Dang.
Right.
You know what, Nelson? I'm listen, again, chin up, head up, because he didn't just take you down. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was neck and neck. It was a tight race. And then you started gassing out, and I'm like, come on, Nelson! How hard was that elimination?
I didn't think it was going to be so difficult until I started trying to pull these things out of the drywall. And I didn't I'm not as tall as Fessy, and I'm not taking anything away from him, but the height difference, weight difference, pulling them down and pulling them up that wall, you weren't just manhandling them. It was a way to do them. You had to go up, left, right, and then pull, and then having that certain height and weight for him to pull that down was a little bit more easier for him. But, you know, every elimination is meant for certain people, and that was just his. That was his, man. It was a great race. I give it up to him. And it sucks that I had to go off that way. It really does. Because another, here goes some more tea.
Oh, give it to us all. Mm-hmm.
If you see Devin's face and his reaction of me going, of mm-hmm. Chauncey's picking me, me and Devin mm-hmm. thought he was going to pick Johnny Bananas. A lot of people, that's why the only reason Horacio and Devin and Jordan voted that way.
Oh.
They knew Fessy was going to go in, but they thought Chauncey and I, Devin
would
thought,
save you. They didn't know.
Devin thought I already had that locked down. Because I told them I'm going to gotcha. Off the Chauncey. Chauncey never gave me an answer. So that's right. how that went down. That's why everyone was so right. shocked up there. Yeah.
Right.
You know right. what's crazy about this? And it's a little upsetting. And I see a little bit because a lot of people have tried. I've evolved a lot in this game. And every move yeah. I've made, even when you want to say I voted Olivia and twice, I strategically made that move between Darrell and Olivia to save each other into who was going in. Regardless, I yeah. knew Olivia was safe. I knew Darrell was safe, but I came up with that right. plan. I told him this is what we're going to do. Yeah,
I mean, we saw you do that, Nelson. I'm just saying, if we were cupcaking, if you were my man, Nelson.
Because the game is second by second. Anything can change.
This is how we earn trust. Where's the trust?
Negro, that's not how you earn. You earn trust by picking up a double cheeseburger from McDonald's on late night runs when I ask you to. That's how you build trust, not by getting my behind close to into down there in the grass. Right, right, and you did it twice, and she didn't come for your behind. I was like, Nelson must be given his kisses must be good. No, I'm not trying to find out.
Nelson, why were
not to vote? Be mad at you. Go ahead, Dave.
Why were you so confident that it would work? Why were you that confident?
Because I knew for a fact that me and Darrell were so close, and I was so close to Olivia, mm-hmm. there was no way of losing. They had two chances. I already knew it. And regardless, Olivia was going to be saved. Olivia was going to be saved regardless.
Did Olivia feel that safe about yes. it? Like, did she?
Okay. Yes. Yeah. You can ask her. Okay. And everybody was, and then, you know, and everybody sat back like, damn, I didn't even get any blood on my hands. And that was the
yeah,
whole
it was yeah. move.
I mean, it was well played. I'm not going to take that yeah. away from you. And that was masterful.
And not even that. I didn't want to. I told Norris, I was like, I don't want to win the memory challenge. If we win this challenge, Norris, and where Norris went wrong, and I tell her this, mm-hmm. I was like, Norris, your head got too big. Like, you went into the house after the memory challenge saying, I knew I had a great memory, blah, 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 this and that. Like, it was always up for you. You were never like, oh, I'm not that. I can't do this. I can't do that. So people saw that as a threat. If we didn't win that memory.
I feel like I started kind of getting that vibe from her watching the episode. You like, through chronologically as well. I think we saw her do great, which is amazing. And she's like, she's just amazing all around, right? She's beautiful. She's super skilled at a variety of different dailies. But there was a little bit I felt like, just as a viewer, an energy shift, kind of like what you're mentioning, Nelson, where there's this. Which I understand, because doing well in the challenge is a drug. I think it's also why people come back time and time again. Even people who say they're retired come back because it's a bit of a drug, like mm-hmm. doing that. But she seemed to get a little, I don't want to say cocky, but just not under the radar as she was in the beginning, right? Like, she started being a little more, oh, I run this. I know how this is going to work. I'm going to vote whoever, da-da-da. I'm going to make this and this move. And she was kind of vocal about it.
It was causing too much attention. She was getting a little bit. She was calling too much attention to herself, especially with the Jordan move. Because, like, even with speaking on that, it's like, who are we here for? Are we here? Are we on a dating show? Or are we $1 million? And I pulled her aside. I was like, you're calling too much attention to yourself, and you're not staying. You need to stay a little bit more humble, because people already see us as a threat. And I have so many connections. Once you're cut loose from me, Norris, you know what these people are going to do to you? You're going to be the first one.
Yeah, they're going to annihilate you. Yep.
And it's exactly what happened.
Yeah.
And you know, but hey, we live and we learn. You know, I've learned that.
Maybe we got to start calling you Prophet Nelly T, predicting stuff. I'm just over here predicting.
To be fair, as soon as she left, you went right behind her. Yeah. So you needed her too.
Davon.
To be fair.
Why do you think I wanted to tell her to calm down and humble her? I was like, no,
because y'all needed each other. I get that.
100%. I you'll never ever hear me say I didn't need her. I wanted her there, and I wanted to be on her team. That's not the case.
And we could tell that. Yes. You showed it. We could tell that.
I fought for her. I did everything I could. But the thing is, Johnny was spitting facts. My whole team, the memory was crazy. Like, in every challenge we see nowadays, you have puzzles.
Right.
But Devon, if she would have just listened to me and we didn't win that, guess where we would have been sitting? She wouldn't have been there. I promise you that.
Yeah. I promise you that.
It's like,
but that's fair. And Nelson got eliminated not because people were really pushing for him. They weren't gunning for you. They were gunning for Fessy.
Yeah,
and I feel like you were kind of a byproduct and you were attached to him, but they weren't gunning for you.
No, I'm saying because they literally said we need to break up this duo. They literally said that we need to break up this duo.
But even in breaking it up, I feel like, I don't know. I feel like Nelson was a byproduct.
No, Devon, you gotta realize, we weren't a duo then. We were on different teams.
No. Not you and Nerys. Not you and Nerys, babe. I'm talking about you and Fessy. And this is what I'm saying. Even though, what I'm saying about you and Fessy, they wanted to break you guys up because you proved your loyalty to him. What you did, like, kind of like put a staple out there. You laid out the red carpet like, oh, this is for real. Like, that's his, that's a problem. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Right.
And so then people was like, we got to get him up out of here. Like, one of them got to go. And I believe that. That's in your mind, when you were like, you thought that they were going to pick Johnny, at no point do I believe that any of them were going to say, was going to make it a situation where Johnny was going to be down there with Fessy, because Johnny, it wasn't that. For whatever, I don't know what Johnny was doing behind the scenes, but a lot of them rookies was like up under him. They wanted him, right? I don't know what he was doing behind the scenes. That man
because
is
they want
a
his
strategist.
They want his approval.
Okay?
But I also think if you hadn't voted Chauncey in, I do think Chauncey would have saved you. Like, I think if once you fire someone's
name, I can speak
on
that. Yeah,
you know,
I was going to say, Devon, hold up. I don't think anybody wanted approval of Johnny. I think Chauncey would have made that move, like you said, if I didn't throw them in.
Yeah, if you didn't throw them in, I think Chauncey would have gone for you.
Johnny was saying, that's the only reason. And the only reason Bananas wasn't the main vote is because he had too many friends on the other team. So they wanted other people to do the dirty work. So,
and like somebody said on our interview that Bananas may, and it could be because Bananas was trying, we know we've heard on the streets that he was trying not to win some of the dailies, or it could be just because Bananas has gotten a little older, and that's no shade, it's just things change. But we heard Bananas wasn't putting up numbers the way that like Fessy was doing. You were winning dailies and Fessy was showing that he would be a problem if he made it to a final, right? So just looking objectively, I at this point, my only thing with Johnny is Johnny's like the sneak attack, right? So it's like, if you let him make it to a final, he has proved that once he gets to that tail end, he has an unlimited supply to make things happen. You know, like he will push himself beyond. But if you're sort of a rookie, you don't necessarily realize that yet. And so Fessy is looking far more intimidating in the moment, right, than Bananas in his knees.
Yeah.
100%.
But you know what? With the situation with Nani and Amber, remember how we talked about that, how intense that they were with each other? Devin, how we were talking about that relationship with Nani and Amber?
How close they are? Yes.
So in that too, that's another reason why I say what I said, because there's no way Amber would have allowed Chauncey. Well, I'm not going to say allowed because that's a grown man, but there's no way that she would have been cool with him saying anything.
Yeah, you got to allow him. That was right, Devon. I'm with you, Nelson. I'm with you. I was thinking the same thing that you just thinking the same
Devon,
thing.
Devon,
yeah, you got it right, Dad. You got it. Allowed. There's no way Amber would have allowed. Continue.
Because it would have affected the relationship between Nani and Amber. It was too
close.
That's actually
a good point.
Been a problem.
That's an interesting
point. So I don't
think
it would have happened at all. But Nelson, TJ calls you a legend. I 100% agree with that, man. You did such a phenomenal job. You get to Nerys and you find out.
The helicopter challenge.
Oh, the helicopter.
We want to talk about, because that looked cool as hell. And surprisingly, none of y'all missed y'all's targets. Tell us what it was like doing that sick helicopter challenge and the strategy. Yeah, like, I was impressed with that. Tell us about
that. And why was you spinning around in circles, Nelson?
Yeah, you know what, Nelson? A plum fool, Nelson.
This is one of those pivotal moments that you realize that I'm a challenger, because going into this challenge, I told my team we're going into this challenge with the wrong strategy. I looked at Fessy and I looked at Johnny Bananas, which you look at them, you see captains. You're looking at around like, what should we do? Johnny, you have the experience. Fessy, you've won a lot. Okay. And they come up with this strategy, which Johnny really does. And I look at Johnny and Bananas and I was like, no, bro, that's wrong. And he said, no, we need to do it. That's why I said, and I'm looking around, I said, y'all need to listen to me. This is the reason why we're going to lose. And everybody said, no, let's just stick to the plan. Because once you change a plan up, people get confused and start second guessing themselves. And so nobody wanted to change the plan. And that was the problem. Because I knew it wasn't going to come down to hitting the bullseye. It was going to come down to time and who could swim the fastest.
Yeah.
Chauncey and I were one of the slowest guy swimmers. Then it came to Casey and Tori, which we had them all the way at the end. And then we had Fessy and Johnny dropping in the middle. I'm like, bro, does that make any sense right now? Why not put our fastest swimmers in the back?
Right.
And have our have our girls a little bit closer up. If we would have done that, we would have won.
Yeah, because nobody would have been dragging in the back.
Also, the people dragging, I don't know if you caught this, but Banana said no into helping the rest of the team. That may have helped you guys a little bit, too. But
think about it. Think about it. The girls wouldn't even have been back there. Our fastest swimmers would have been back there. So they would have helped them regardless. And I said that. I said, bro, listen to me. And I say this in my interview. I was like, this is how I know when I go into future challenges, I'm not listening. I'm taking everybody's. Yeah, I'm going to listen to everybody and take it into perspective, but I'm going to have my own and I'm going to speak up, and this is how we're going to do it, and this is what we need to think about. And that's why I knew at that moment I became a challenge cat. I knew what I was doing, and I had the confidence within myself.
And look at Captain Nelly. That's what I'm going to start calling you. Yes, challenge captain and leader. Trust those instincts.
No, no, because why didn't you put your foot down and make it happen, Captain?
And this is exactly
because you got to learn sometimes.
This is exactly when I was trying to put my foot down, the whole team started second guessing themselves. We're changing the plan at the last minute. We're changing the plan. And Johnny and Bananas.
Sometimes you got to just let it roll.
Johnny Bananas and Festy over here is like, oh no, we're not. We're doing this. We're doing this, and you got this guy, 7-time champion, saying we should do it this way, and everybody's looking at me like, hey, no, no. I'm like, all right. And then afterwards, everyone would have said, wow, we should have done it that way.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, but they're like, no, we all hit our goals. Yeah. Everybody's, oh, we all did good. They cheated us. No. This was a strategy. Yeah.
Wow. I hate when people try to like default.
I hated that.
Yeah.
Because that's exactly what people wanted to point the fingers. I say, no, we would have changed the strategy that we would have won. And that's what was so upsetting.
Yeah.
And that's when Chauncey and I look, and this is one of the reasons why before we going into that challenge, Chauncey was so scared and nervous. Like he was like, he said, dude, I don't know if I'm gonna hold on. I'm scared of heights and this and that. And he was coming for me for comfort. He was like, I said, bro. This is your time. This is just, you hold on. You got this. This guy fell right on top of me. He fell.
You
right
said, hold on. I'm holding on to you.
And this is where the goofy Nelson is. I grabbed the hand. So the handbars from the helicopter, I didn't notice the strings were twisting. So when it came across, I just want to hold on to it and grab it. With I could have waited and let the helicopter twist it, but the lines already were twisted. And that's why you see me dangling and hanging.
Looking like, a hot ass mess, Nelly.
I'm like,
To be fair, though, it looked like Jordan was twisted a little too. It wasn't twisting as bad as you were. You know, it didn't look like a chandelier earring bouncing around, but it was still moving a little bit also. So I wonder if that particular position was a little crazy. What was it like, though? So you get eliminated, you go home, you know, you've seen that experience before. So, you know, they put you in the van, you do your exit interview, blah, blah. This time it's like they're holding you. Then they bring you back out onto the field. What was it like finding out that Nerys was still technically in the game?
Whew.
Ah, man. That was, now that feeling right there was, it hurt.
Yeah.
Because it hurt really bad. Like, you know, you realize, like, not only did I let myself down, but I let her down. Because in the entire time I was there, she was hoping to come back into this game and was relying on me. And I felt at that moment I let her down. I was like, I'm so sorry. Like, and this was her first season. I knew how bad she wanted to win. I knew how bad she wanted to win for me. And I just felt like I let a lot of people down, and I let her down. And
Nelson,
seeing that
whatever your middle name is, Thomas, you let no one
period, not one person.
You let no one. I don't ever want it. You, sir, and you know I would call your ass out.
Yeah.
You let no one down. You made everyone the way you played this game. Like, I get it. It's disappointing not to win. Like, yeah. I get that. And it's her first season, and she did do a kick-ass show, and you know she's going to be called back. And she's gorgeous. Of course. She's going to get called back. But you let no one down, Nelson. Please be proud of yourself. Please, like, soak that in. Like, take that moment. I guarantee there are people watching you and watching your story, and especially getting this sneak peek of just all you've overcome to even get to this place. Ooh. And the way you handle it. There are people who come on here with such arrogance or callousness or a lack of awareness, and you are none of that. Like, and I am not hyping you up just to hype you up. Like, legit, you let no one down, sir. You are Captain Nelly for life. In my opinion, you deserve to be a front face of some of those challenge posters like you have been. And it's not just because your muscles are decent size. You legit are a legend, and a legend arguably in the making. You let no one down, and I'm willing to bet Nerys is very proud of you and proud to have had you as a partner.
I actually can say that she is. I interviewed her last week, and nothing but positive things to say about you. That woman loves you, okay? And it's so crazy because when I'm watching the episode and I hear you give these apologies to your fans and your friends and your family members, and it broke my heart because I'm like, no, not even a little bit. Like, Nelson, you did that this season, like, for real. But it's okay, because all of this is you climbing up the mountain to get to the next season. That's all it is.
The only thing you owe an apology to is that dog you got confused with barking and biting and biting, and the dog and the bark. You gotta apologize to him. But you don't need to apologize to no one else, Nelson. No one else. Now, you may need to apologize to Nerys, because we do have a final segment for you. This is a little game. We didn't really name it, so we just gonna call it Ride or Dies. But it's something that we like to play at the end of the podcast, because you know, Nelly, you've been with me. You know I love games. So here we go. We have three questions for you about your ride or die, Nerys. And since you say your ride or dies, it's going to be time to prove it. Yeah. All right, Nelson, let's see if you can get these right.
All right, number one. Nerys starred in the Chris Brown and Young Thug music video for what song?
I watched the video, too. She wears a red dress. I know what she's wearing.
Points for the dress.
Yeah, you can have a point for that.
I don't know the name of this song. I don't. I've seen the video multiple times. So
basically what he's saying is he wasn't listening to the music.
He was watching that red video. Dress.
You get half a point, Nelson. It's Go Crazy is the name of the song. Go Crazy. Number two, you and Nerys were both on Are You the One. What season was she on?
She was on season 5.
Close.
6.
Very close.
4.
Yep, season 6. Six. You don't get that point. But that was very. You tried. But
7.
You point
9.
8. Right.
He's like somewhere between 1 and 10. All right, Dave, final question.
Nerys has a tattoo of what animal on her arm?
Her dog.
So we'll give you a point for that. So you got a point and a half. So you got 50%. I don't think that's a passing grade in most schools, but here it is. We give you props for that, Nelson.
I'll take it.
You're also going to get a bonus point for being sick and still coming on the podcast. Folks don't know, but this is smack in the middle of the holidays time. I was late nights DMing my boy Nelly T, and he responded and answered the call. We're so glad you did. I wanted you to be able to tell your story. And we just love you, Nelson. We love you so much.
Love that.
Thank you for coming to hang out with us, man.
And thank you for having me. It's been such a pleasure, man. You ladies are great. It's been Nerys. You're my ride or die. I appreciate you. I appreciate the fans that tuned in to this and watching this and so supportive. And trust me, people, one day, I'll bring it home.
When you do, Nelson, I'm gonna just ask this right now, and we're gonna have it on.
I want a dollar.
I want to be. I don't want any money when you do win. Even if it's just on the phone, Nelson, I want to be the first person you let interview you when you get off the show, when you win. Let's make this deal right now. Deal?
You know, when it's a deal, it's supposed to go both ways. Like, what do I get?
Bitch, you get to be interviewed by me, all right? Today show correspondent, that's what you get. Yeah, you get to be interviewed
joking.
By me.
I would love to. I promise you I will. I'm making that deal right now.
Deal.
Putting it on a challenge of God.
Yes, I love it.
The day I win, become a challenge champion, I will give you a call to ask you for that interview.
And you have my number now, so there you go.
I do.
I didn't hear nothing about my dollar. I heard nothing about my dollar.
You're getting more than a dollar.
Now don't go making promises.
Put that on the record. Put that on the record.
See now, don't go dilute your.
I like how you got close to that mic. As I said, hold on, what?
She sure did. All right, you guys have heard it here first. Devon gets $1.50 when Nelson wins his season, and I get the first interview. We will hold you to that. You said you're a man of your word. Now, in the meantime, Nelson, for all the fans that want to keep up with you, that are inspired by you, tell us how they can find you on the social platforms. Where should they follow you?
Yo, you can find me on Instagram _ Nelson Thomas, Twitter MTV Nelly T, and you can find me on MTV to the challenge next week.
There you go. Thank you so much, Nelly. Well, we love you. Get better from your cold, and we can't wait to see what you do next.
Thank you, ladies. Hey, one more thing. I hope y'all have a great Christmas too, man.
Thank you, Nelson. We adore you. Thank you.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Attention all challenge fans. There is a ton of great challenge merchandise at the Paramount Shop. We're talking t-shirts, yoga mats, workout gear, and more. Whether it's an official challenge t-shirt for the gym or a hoodie to wear while you watch the latest season, shop everything the challenge at ParamountShop.com and take 20% off with code CHALLENGE20. That's 20% off at checkout on all challenge products with code CHALLENGE20 at ParamountShop.com.
Oh my goodness, that was such a great interview with Nelson. I'm so glad he decided to come hang out with us. I know he was sick, but he got it together, got his sniffles in check, and decided to come hang out with us, girl.
Yes, he did. He got the sniffles all the way together. We're so happy he made it happen. Now we know where to follow him. Day, if the people want to follow you, where should they go?
I'm at home, child. Look, it's the holidays. You know what? I'm at home. But if you want to follow me on social media, I have been on Twitter recently. Boom, pow, pow. Yes, I went home. Okay. So you can find me at DayDavon_, or you can come and find me at my part-time home, my vacay stay, Instagram at DavonDiane_. Where can the people find you outside of the closet, Devin?
Yes, when I'm not in the closet, you can find me. You can just go to my website, DevinSimone.com. That's Devin with a Y, Simone with an I.com. And at the bottom, you can click and see all my socials. I'm most active on Instagram and Twitter, so that's Devin Simone on both of those. Also, you can follow me on Amazon. So go to my website, click shop tab, and that'll take you there. Or just go to Amazon, Google Amazon, Devin Simone, and click the follow. I also want to shout shout out really quick some people that have left good reviews that have said such lovely things on the Apple Podcast. One of them's screen name is literally Damn Davon. Davon, is this you who wrote this?
Maybe it's titled, I love this podcast.
But it says, I turn this on every time I finish an episode of The Challenge. All four ladies are amazing hosts. So we love that very much. We appreciate all of you guys. Someone said it's becoming my favorite challenge podcast. We appreciate all of you guys for listening. And if you liked this episode, please do rate, review us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. We read the reviews on Apple Podcasts, so make sure you leave a review there. Yes. And tell a friend, tell your sister, your mama, anyone and everyone. You could even like print it out on a piece of paper and wrap it up and give it as like a New Year's gift or something to people. Whatever you want to do, just let people know to come listen to this podcast and let us know what you're liking. Also, feel free to tweet us because we will try to shout you out. And then after they do all that, Davon, what should they do?
Oh, make sure you catch new episodes of The Challenge, Ride or Dies, Wednesdays at 8 p.m. on MTV.
And then, of course, we'll see you back here next week for a brand new episode of MTV's official Challenge podcast.
Bye-bye.
I'm getting out of this closet.
Attention all Challenge fans. There is a ton of great Challenge merchandise at the Paramount Shop. We're talking t-shirts, yoga mats, workout gear, and more. Whether it's an official Challenge t-shirt for the gym or a hoodie to wear while you watch the latest season, shop everything the Challenge at ParamountShop.com and take 20% off with code CHALLENGE20. That's 20% off at checkout on all Challenge products with code CHALLENGE20 at ParamountShop.com.